Federal authorities are looking into a seven-year-old land deal for a Vermont college that ultimately led to the ouster of its president. Jane Sanders was forced to resign in 2011, and the cash-strapped college closed last year. Joining me now with the latest is Morgan True, the Burlington bureau chief for VT Digger. It's a statewide online news outlet that focuses on Vermont state government, politics, business, and public policy. He's been covering this story in the closure of Burlington College. Morgan True, welcome to On Point.
Hi, John. Good to be here.
Morgan, can you just walk our listeners through exactly what the controversy is?
Yeah. So, as you said, in 2010, Burlington College, a small liberal arts college here in Burlington, the largest city in Vermont, was looking to purchase a new campus from the Roman Catholic Diocese of Burlington, which was selling 33 acres of prime lakefront land because they needed money to settle church priest sex abuse scandals. And so Jane Sanders led this effort, and she got a lot of buy-in from the board, at least initially. They had about 150 students at this time, and the plan was to increase enrollment to about 500 and also to bring in more revenue, but also to use a fundraising campaign to support the purchase of the new campus, which cost a total of $10 million. And they got a loan from the diocese and then they also got a loan from People's United Bank that they actually secured with tax-exempt bonds through a lending agency, a state lending agency here in Vermont. And so as part of the loan agreement, Ms. Sanders represented to the bank that she had $2.6 million in confirmed, valid, enforceable pledges. And that's in the loan agreement. And at some point between when the purchase went through in January of 2010 and August of 2011, when they were negotiating a new contract for Jane Sanders as president, the board lost confidence in this vision that she had put forth. And my sources who were involved with the college at the time say that had everything to do with, or mostly to do with, the fact that these pledge donations, these gifts, were not materializing.
Now, Morgan.
And so, go ahead.
No, go ahead. So the gifts were not materializing.
Correct. And she's forced out by the board in October of 2011. Lawyers get involved. She's given a $200,000 severance package, and she's given the title of president emeritus, and not a lot is said publicly by the trustees at the time about why she has to leave, and people largely move on. One of her top deputies becomes president, but in 2014 it comes out that the college's accreditation is in trouble, and we subsequently learn that it's in deep financial trouble. And it appears that that's largely because of the debt from this multi-million-dollar bank loan that they used to finance the purchase of the campus. Enrollment hasn't increased, and we learn that they only ever collected about $600,000 of that $2.6 million that Jane Sanders had represented that they would, get in charitable gifts.
How did the investigation get started?
And so in 2015... Well, so the investigation gets started after we did some reporting in 2015 where we interviewed donors who told us that their personal financial records showed that their pledges were overstated in this loan document, and that the largest pledge, a $1 million gift, which is represented as, a series of cash payments, is actually a bequest from an elderly woman who had promised to give money to the college upon her death. And she actually only ever gave the college, less than $100,000. So nowhere near this $1 million. And again, it wasn't a sequential gift. It was a bequest, something that she said would be paid out upon her death. And so Republican attorney here in Vermont, Brady Tunsing, filed a complaint with the U.S. attorney in Vermont and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which regulates large banks, and says that these representations amount to criminal loan fraud. And we learn later on, because of emails between the state of Vermont and the U.S. Attorney for Vermont, that the FBI has begun an investigation at some point. And a former college employee has told us that they received a subpoena in February 2016.
And Morgan, is there any suggestion that there was a corrupt motive in the whatever happened with the representations that were made, the attempt, the loan that was obtained, the effort to expand the college that then didn't work out? Is there any suggestion of a corrupt motive in all that, as opposed to management decisions that may have been poorly thought out or didn't work?
Well, so I've spoken with an assistant U.S. attorney about what it takes for misrepresentations to become criminal fraud, and that requires a showing of intent. And at this point, it's difficult to know. I mean, I've had people close to the college say, no, this was just pie in the sky thinking and ham-fisted mismanagement. But that is really what federal investigators are likely looking into right now. We know that they're gathering information. We know that they subpoenaed other records in April from this lending agency. They've spoken to some people connected to the college, and I'm guessing that what they're really trying to establish in order to decide whether to pursue an indictment before the grand jury here in Vermont is whether they can show that there was some kind of intent to deceive the bank when these pledges were misrepresented.
What about the argument that Bernie Sanders has made that because Brady Tensing is involved in Republican politics, as his mother, who is an attorney in Washington, and her husband, who is also an attorney in Washington, are, is there a reason to think that that is a legitimate complaint by Sanders?
Well, I think that there's no doubt that Brady is a partisan, and that he has gone after other Democratic or left-leaning politicians. But he is also, he works very hard when he comes up with, these allegations, because he's basing them off of public records, off of investigative reporting by us and other outlets here in Vermont. And
Morgan True, we're out of time. I've got to thank you for joining us. Morgan True is Burlington Bureau Chief for VT Digger. Thanks for being with us. You can continue the conversation. Get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org.